He sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
Healing and hair in Christ Jesus. Healing and hair in Christ Jesus. Healing and hair in Christ Jesus. When you are looking for healing and hair, go nowhere else. Go to Jesus. Can you say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? In Christ Jesus, I have healing and hair. Say as if you mean business. In Christ Jesus, I have healing and hair. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. You say he took over your entire being. Say once again, in Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have deliverance. In Christ Jesus, I have salvation. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. Glory to God. I'm not hearing what you are playing. Just keep playing. Today will be the last day of sickness and disease in your life. I want you to master this very well. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 7, to 13. And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, begging him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick or departed, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. I will come and healing. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under an authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus said it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Most of the healing that Jesus does in his days was commended by the action of those who received. healing ahead in Christ Jesus. Whenever you are in trouble, whenever Satan attacks your body, look unto him. You can't find healing anywhere else. You can't find health anywhere else. It's only in Christ Jesus. Say it once again. I have healing ahead in Christ Jesus. 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 Don't forget it. You don't have it anywhere else. You have it only in him. Now, when you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what you speak in the physical. When you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what you speak in the physical. I come again. When you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what you speak in the physical. Healing is spiritual. When you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what you speak in the physical. When you speak, I come again because it's very important. When you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what to speak in the physical. Now listen to this. This man said, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus said to him, go thy way, as thou hast believed, as thou hast spoken, so be it unto you. And the servant was healed in the same hour. What a great thing. Let me take you to another passage. Mark chapter 5. No more sickness for you. Say once again, no more sickness for me. No more disease for me. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. Because my sickness and disease were taken away by Jesus. What Jesus took away, I don't need to have them anymore. Mark chapter 5 from verse 21. It's a long passage, but there's something I want to bring out there. From 21 to 34. And when Jesus was passed over again by sheep unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea. May the word of God never become a story to you. May God's word become life and spirit in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue. A ruler of the synagogue, you know the meaning of that? A clergyman. A priest with collar. That you go to church every day, that doesn't mean that you will enjoy the blessing of redemption until you know and get it. You get the point I'm raising? That you are a deaconess or an anedan in the sanctuary every day, that doesn't deliver unto you what Jesus has until you know it. Do you understand the point? Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, not 12 days, not 12 months, not 12 weeks, not 12 hours, not 12 minutes, not 12 years, and has suffered many things of many physicians, different kind of doctors have diagnosed that woman. and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather view us. Anywhere else you go to look for healing, you will pay. But when you go to Jesus for healing, it's free. Look at the story of this. I don't know whether your story has gotten to this point, but I announce to you tonight, you will be healed. You will be free. You will experience your deliverance. You will experience healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. Instead of getting better, it grew worse. But when you come to Jesus, you will not only get better, you will get better. When she heard, this is my issue. When she has heard of Jesus, you have to hear him. That's how we always declare him. Jesus is our message. He is our salvation. He is our all and all. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Touching the garment of Jesus was not what healed this woman. That's something else. Reading the Bible may not heal you until you understand the principle I'm teaching you. Why do they talk about healing and about health in this place? Why are they not talking about prosperity? Let me tell you the truth. Without good health, prosperity will be impossible. Is that true? Do you understand now? For she said, this is the point I want you to make. For she said, she did something. For she said, if I may touch but his clothing, I shall be whole. For she said, that is the key. That's why I say, when you speak what you have in the spirit, you will have what you speak in the physical. For she said, this is the key. For she said, if I may touch but his clothing, I shall be whole. 29. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. I think they will have used the present dry, or say dried. Do you notice that one? It means before the woman was born, the issue of blood has been dried up. But because she has not said, before you were born, the issue of your healing ahead has been settled. Before I was born, the case of my healing ahead has been settled. Look at this statement here. And straightway, the fountain of our blood was dried up. Was dried up. Excuse me, what kind of language is that? Are you reading your Bible with me? The questions are, when did this happen? It has happened before the woman was born. The woman only appropriates her healing that and that day. I believe you are here tonight to appropriate your healing. And she said in her body that she was healed of that plague. Every ugly feeling in your body will turn to testimony tonight. Every pain in your body will disappear to her tonight. Every inconvenience in your body system will disappear tonight. You are going back home free. You are going back home healed. You are going back home delivered. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When she said, not when she read, not when she hear, but when she said, something happened. There is power in confession. And whatever you confess, you surely experience. That is the law. Verse 30 now. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. Turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? What pulled the virtue from Jesus to that woman? She said, you have the right to pull anything from God. You have that right. The moment she said, something drawn from Jesus. The moment you confess what God has done for you, immediately it jumps into you. I hate religion with perfect hatred. Religion is a very bad thing. I don't like story. I hate story. Go to the reality and let's see. Practically, you will experience freedom tonight. I say practically, someone will experience freedom tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and seest thou who touched me? The whole multitude were touching him. The whole multitude were closer to him. But only one said, she said what he believed. She knew as far as God is concerned, I have it. Then she pulled it. Somebody is pulling divine head into his body tonight. Someone is pulling divine head into our body tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. On Monday, as was walking away from the house to go and do night, he went there and sleeping. They buckled the boy. No man. Less than 3 minutes, the case was settled. He has not been sleeping. And the rest will have. It's like, even 10 o'clock the following, he never wake up. Now he's going to Yahoo, where he couldn't go before. Now he becomes a weak. What are you talking about? What? Irrespective of how small it looks like. Any type of pains. Any type of sickness and disease, wherever they are within your body system, tonight I declare you free. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The boy went and slept. They called him, they said, up tonight, I was not waking up. The moment he woke up now, say, nah, I'm alright. He moved out. On Thursday, I said, please call him again. He said, ah. If you go from morning till around 11, boy, come. What he has not getting chance to do, then it will release. By what? By the word. The word of God is capable of delivering you. Learn to pull whatever belongs to you from God's word. Do you understand my point? Now, where I'm going to 34. When we finish, you understand where I'm going. And he looked round about and see her that had done these things. Jesus knew. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And Jesus said unto her, daughter, thy faith, I was surprised. Jesus didn't say, daughter, my power has made you. Thy faith. You believe you have it, then you declare it, and it comes to manifestation. Do you read your Bible? Did Jesus recommend the healing to his power? No. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and behold all thy flesh. I don't know whatever disturbs you, but I have an assurance for you tonight that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going back home in peace. He recommended thy faith. It means if that woman has refused to say anything, the woman will go back home empty. Say once again, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6. Salvation to the God who is seated upon the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Salvation to our God who is seated upon the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Unto the Lamb forever. Salvation to our God who is seated upon the throne. Unto the Lamb forever. Unto the Lamb forever. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. It means, despite the fact that God has delivered you, for you to experience your deliverance, your mouth has something to do. He has delivered us. But without your mouth, you will only become a story. For the mouth of the upright, the mouth of the righteous, the mouth of the believer shall deliver them. Friends, Jesus has saved you. But your mouth, need to confess this great matter. Even any of that passage, Proverbs 12, verse 6. Say there is miracle in my mouth. The words of the wicked are like a murderous ambush, but the words of the godly say lies. Oh my God. Do you understand the point? Sometimes when I read my Bible, I don't have praise. I don't have any reason to praise and to give thanks to Him. Because it's so clear. Spiritual things are real as physical things. Yes. The woman said, if only I can touch, and I will be whole. And she does, and something happened. And Jesus commanded and said, your faith, if you have kept quiet, even though I am the healer, the whole world knows, but you will not pull anything out. What is this? Everything keeping you back from speaking what God has spoken concerning you, I call that spirit out in the name of Jesus. Say once again, in Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have my healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. There is no sickness in me. There is no disease in me. My diseases, my sicknesses were taken away by Jesus. When Jesus died, my sickness and disease died. Don't forget it. How many of you believe that? It has happened already. The woman under the old covenant know how to pull. What are you supposed to do in the new covenant? Don't say, but this sickness, they have analyzed it. They say it's like this. Forget about the analysis. Pull your healing out, and it will jump to you. Do you understand the point? The moment you find healing, then it becomes yours. We are not begging God today to heal. We thank Him because He has healed. Then we pull the healing. I don't analyze any nonsense. No have time. How many of you believe sincerely that Jesus has healed you? It does it perfectly. But you need to know. I said something sometimes ago here. Let me repeat tonight. That God's children are not sick. They are only untrained, heady people. If they train them that they are heady, they know it, they will enjoy it. And that's what you are receiving. You are here to receive training tonight. How to pull what belongs to you. Healing is not what to beg. Healing is what to have. He gave you. Huh? Healing and health is part of the redemptive blessing. Huh? He credited it to your account. Huh? Your job now, your responsibility is to do the withdrawal. So now you are here to withdraw your healing and health. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It has happened. You can't have it within you and be sick. No. Satan wants to tempt you. Send him away. And he will go. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus. I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus. I cannot be sick again. Because by his stripes, I am healed. Don't forget it. I confess in the word every day. Every day. Every day. It is my right, and I declare it, and I'm enjoying it. Do you understand the point? I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus, don't give Satan faith. Huh? Excuse me. What did Jesus recommend that? He makes that woman whole. And I say, faith always be what he believes. So believe me to have. Abi? When you say, I believe in Jesus, it means you are simply saying, I have Jesus. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Then faith speak what he believes. The woman spoke what he believed and he had. As you are speaking God's word of healing, you will have healing. You will have his head. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's a very serious issue. You may say, but I started, I have not worked. Keep on. Be consistent. Huh? Because it takes faith and patience. Huh? To get the inheritance. Luke chapter 6, verse 12.
On to the land forevermore. On to the land
forevermore. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12.
On to the land forevermore. Salvation to my God, who is seated upon the throne. Out to the land forever. Out to the land
forever. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. What is the meaning of patience? Consistency. Constancy. Keep on. You speak in life as if nothing happened. Double dose. Keep speaking. Be persistent in your speaking. Don't give in. God cannot lie. And the scripture cannot be broken. Keep on. Keep on speaking. I think the challenge here, that's why I congratulate all our children by the grace of God. Before they get to our age, they will have affected their generation mightily. You didn't say amen. Is it because you didn't get it right on time, you don't want your children to get it? I'm praying special prayer for the children. I said before your children get to your head, they will have perfect life positively. It was spoken of Timothy that from your youth you have known the Holy Scripture. From your child. The reason why we find things difficult when we advance is because we don't know it when we're supposed to know it. We're not nurtured in this way. Am I communicating? I'm telling you the truth. All our children, before they reach our age, they will have affected their generation positively. In the name of Jesus. Where we pray, they will not pay. Yes, I'm dealing with them. It's a very... If this thing has been concocted to our life when we are age 5, what will happen now? But despite this, we will do it intentionally now. Do you understand the point I'm making?
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to read it for you. You will see what I'm saying. Verse 15. Look at what the Word of God said. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. From when?
From a child.
He has been taught how to put what belongs to him in Christ Jesus. Say once again the name of the Lord Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. I don't have sickness and disease. No sickness and disease. In my family, in the family of God, where I belong, there is healing ahead. No sickness and disease. Do you get the point? You could see, this brother quickly pointed out what made Timothy to be Timothy. From when?
From a child.
He has known, he has been taught the Holy Scripture, which is able to make him what? Wise unto salvation. Through faith that is in Christ Jesus. What does it mean? Through declaration, through confession of what he has in Christ Jesus. You don't have sickness and disease. I want you to be out. Except I'm not a believer. If for a believer, you have healing ahead. Don't say, but they say my blood is coming. No way. Don't listen to that. Listen to what God says. From when? That's for every student around you in Caucasus. I told the one that God said I should take care of. Look, you see, I won't give you money. But what I'm giving you is give you money. When they commit any of them, sit down here. Stay after me. Keep declaring it. You can reframe, you can reconstruct your future in your today by knowing what to say that God has spoken concerning. Don't forget it. When you speak, what to have in the spirit, you will have what to see in the physical. They go have been watching cartoon. Which cartoon? Declare what God says in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They may say, you are not exposed to what? You are exposed to the world, is you are exposed to danger. Be exposed to Christ. Do you understand? When you are exposed to Christ, crisis will stop in your life. Because Jesus said, in me you will have peace, but in the world you will have crisis. Is that not what God said? John 15 verse 33. We need to be exposed to him. Because we are of him. We are from him. We are in him. He made us in himself, for himself. The greatest exposure is to be exposed to Christ. This thing have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. There is no way you will listen to the world news that fear will not catch you. But when you listen to God news, you will have reason to rejoice. Because joy will fill your heart. The word of God creates and produces joy in the life of the believer. Do you understand? I said, let's say it now. don't get it. I just keep saying it. The more you say it, the more you have it. The more you say it, the more you have it. Do you understand the point? Say in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. Don't forget it. But you will have to take injection, it will have solved your problem. Injection will relieve you, but Jesus will heal you. Am I talking to you? Injection and drugs may give you temporary relief, but Jesus will give you permanent healing. Huh? What has worked for me for how many years? It will work. Because when you find the word of God, it becomes hell to your flesh. All your flesh. All, not few. All. What do you have in? One of the things you have in Christ Jesus is what? Healing. Say in Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. Don't forget it. You have. You are not begging. He has already given you. Appropriate it. It's yours. It's a blessing. Do you understand the point? But if you say no problem, doesn't know what he's saying, then old school something. Go ahead. Follow those who through faith and patience and consistency obtain the promises. If you speak the word of God today, you didn't see the thought immediately, keep speaking. Don't withdraw back. He said, if you draw back from speaking what God has spoken concerning you, he said, if so, we have no pleasure in you. Hebrews 10:38. If we withdraw, if so, we have no pleasure in you. Hebrews 10:38. If so, we... My God, thank you, Lord. Salvation to our God who is the wonder.
Out to the land.
Yeah. Now the jaw shall live by faith. What does it mean? The jaw shall live by what he knew that God has spoken concerning him, and he keeps speaking them. Now the jaw shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't withdraw from speaking what God has spoken concerning you. From today, any bacteria and viruses of sickness and disease that touches your body will die instantly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. Radically, I took my healing. Radically. It doesn't matter who is sick, but I am not. Hospital is not my, it's not part of me. Unbeliever can be treated there. I don't have sickness, so I cannot be treated. It is person that has sickness that needs treatment. I have healing ahead, looking for whom to impart it to. And that young man came on Monday immediately.
He went.
From now on a daily basis, you will experience God's healing ahead. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't draw back. Satan will tell you that you are speaking the word of God, but still be pain. Increase it. Symptoms of sickness and diseases are lying vanity. Lying. Satan does not have two methods. Only one. What is that method? He wants you to disbelieve what God said. The same thing he has been using, he began to use in the Garden of Eden. He did the same method. Are you sure that confessing just will take this city that they say, in fact, 50 million will not solve the problem? He will tell you that. He will say, it's true, that's all. He has cashed it. Sickness is sickness. Diseases is diseases, whether big or small. That is not big one, that is not small. I beg you, listen to this. It's so serious. Do you get the point? The same method he has been using. Did God truly say? That is. Excuse me. If somebody asks you now, truly, is he your father? Is he your father? Did he not look funny? Jesus said, if truly you are the Son of God. Jesus knew that he's the Son of God. He doesn't need to know. He's gone. He did the same method. He has no two methods. He's to just lie. He sees that this thing cannot work. Friend is working. Is it working for you? This project for us, Jonah chapter 2. Verse 8. Don't believe online vanity. Don't observe. They that observe lying vanity forsake their own message. Don't observe them. Kick them away. Declare what God has spoken concerning you. Then you will have them. Jephthah, hope you are hearing. When it is time to declare God's word, don't be gentle. There's no gentility in that matter. Speak! Let every faculty of your being know that something is happening. I do know one thing, your words affect your environment, even your environment. What you are saying is affecting, is creating. If not, when you get to where a genuine man of God is praying, maybe you have prayed there for 2-3 years. When you get there, you feel something. When I was office one day, a man has to be so disturbed. A brother just brought him. Then he came in, I was addressing him. Not on that matter. There is nothing left. The young man ran back to check. He came back, he was giving the testimony. At another time, myself and brother were in the office. Then they brought a woman there. The moment the woman sat on the seat in the office, the sickness disappeared. The woman said, this thing disappeared. She never discussed about that. We didn't pray about that. But by virtue of entering the place, the thing disappeared. Why? Words that have been spoken there has affected the environment. What you are speaking will affect your environment. Do you understand my point? That's how you could see that. So 1 month, somebody prayed there for years. And now people are getting there, now they are getting it. It is because of those words. Do you understand my point? Your 6 days are over forever. Yeah. Say, my 6 days are over forever. No more sickness for me. I will never accommodate what Jesus destroyed from my life. In the name of Jesus. Speak. Just keep speaking. Continue. Again, knowing that the word of God is curative and preventive. As you are speaking the word of God, it is preventing you sickness from even reaching you. It will cure, at the same time, it prevents. Because thou hast made the law your refuge, even the most high, there shall no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near. Why? How do you make the law to be your refuge? By speaking. For that reason, it won't even come near you. Kai. Is that your Bible? Please let it together. Bombast. 9 now. Because thou hast made the law, which is your refuge, even the most high, thy habitation, there shall no evil come, there shall no evil before you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. It means the word of God you are speaking is both curative and preventive. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall stay of the law. It means when you get to God's presence, you stay of the law. What God has done for you, what He is in you, what He is doing for you. This is where prayer is needed. Now that you get there, you are just thinking, no. Decree. What you are hearing now is creating, is curing, is preventing sicknesses and disease from coming near you. In the name of Jesus. It's working. Because you have done that. You have made him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my life, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be? As you are declaring this, something is happening. Your environment is responding. Say, this man, don't go there. He's not going here. You are building a wall of prevention round about you by speaking what God has spoken concerning you. The day God opened my eyes to see that He has delivered my soul from death. He has delivered my eyes from tears. He has delivered my feet from falling. Nothing will make me to cry. I say to you, no evil will happen to you to the point of crying anymore. In the name of Jesus. Because of what Jesus has done for you, no more cry for you. No more weeping for you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 116, verse 8. Oh my God.
Oh. Salvation to our God, who is seated upon the throne, and to the Lamb forever.
Oh. How we are going to see somebody to play this song for me throughout the night. Allah will have. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. He didn't say he will deliver you. He has delivered you. Thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. What a great thing. Can you declare, say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering my soul from death. Thank you for delivering my eyes from tears. Thank you for delivering my feet from falling. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we give us energy? Before you sleep, you sleep because they sleep weak. I tell sleep several times, hold on now. I have something heavy, and he has to be. He will be. In the next 3 hours, don't come near me. He said, will I tell you what I want to do? He has saved me from death. My eyes, he has saved from fear. My feet, he has saved from stumbling. It means no more stumbling for you. No more tears for you. No more death for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Stand to your feet as we make our confession. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in me. He that raised up Christ from the dead will give life to my mortal body. Every faculty of my being receive the health life, the healing life of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, He giveth life to my eye, He giveth life to my ear, He giveth life to my blood, He giveth life to my bone, He giveth life to my marrow, He giveth life to my muscles. He gave life to my kidney. He gave life to my blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call my blood well. I call my bone well. In the name of Jesus, I call my muscles well. I call my liver well. I call my heart well. I call every faculty of my being well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead liveth in me, giveth life to my mortal body on a daily basis. In the name of the Lord Jesus, with long life, will he satisfy me and show me in salvation. Ultimately, that will not be my portion. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. God is not against my body. God is for my body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am joined unto the Lord. I am one spirit with him. I am joined unto the Lord. I am one spirit with him. I am joined to the Lord. I am one spirit with him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, he is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my rock. He is my shield. He is my sitting great reward. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no more sickness for me. No more disease for me. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and give thanks to him. I stand in the liberty where Christ has made me free. I will not entangle my myself again into the yoke of bondage. He has settled my case. I have healing ahead. 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 No sickness, no disease that touches my body will survive anymore. They will die instantly. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say thank you for delivering my soul from death. Thank you for delivering my heart from tears. Thank you for delivering my feet from falling. I am secure. I am preserved in Christ Jesus. I am preserved in Christ Jesus. I am preserved in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, give thanks to him. Just thank him. Thank him for the blessing of redemption. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. No more sickness. No more disease. In the name of Jesus. They will not even come near me. Because I made the law. It's my refuge. Even the Most High God, my habitation, there shall no evil before me. No plague of any kind will come near my dwelling place. All the days of my life, I will live in divine health. All the days of my life, I will live in divine health. I will live to glorify God. All the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everyone who have heard this message, everyone who will hear this message, they will all experience healing and health. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will all experience healing and health all the days of their life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say the stranger will hear my voice and run out of their hidden places. Every stranger in the life of any individual hearing this message and we hear it, that stranger will run out of their life. And will never come back to them anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for us. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775,
Jesus is Lord.